This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Last week, we spent plenty of breath on Sandy Weill, former head of Citigroup. Back in the 90s, he fought for his and other banks to grow huge and more complex. Then last week, Weill goes on TV and says it's time to break up the big banks. Well, this inspired Alan Sloan, Fortune's senior editor-at-large, to do a bit of time traveling. Hello, Alan.
Good morning, Jeff.
We are so often talking about your latest column, but today you're going to take us way back to your very first column for Newsweek some 17, 18 years ago. What did you have to say?
Well, in March of 1995, I wrote that repealing the Glass-Steagall Act, which separated investment banking from commercial banking, was a terrible idea and we shouldn't do it.
And that ultimately did happen in 99?
That's right. And it begat Citigroup, which has not been a success, and begat all sorts of other problems.
And what were the fears that you articulated in 1995?
That combining these companies would combine two different businesses and no one knew how to manage one of them, let alone two of them, and these things would become big, enormous, sprawling. And this week, I think I'm going to take the victory run, you know, in the journalistic Olympics, if I can find enough laurel leaves.
But just to elaborate a bit on the things that were going on in 1995, it could be ripped from today's headlines.
It was all the same stuff, but the numbers were smaller and the names were different. But, you know, if you change the names, it would be exactly what's going on now.
So Sandy Weill, the former CEO of Citigroup, was one of those people who took full advantage of the repeal of Glass-Steagall. And now he says the banks should be broken up. Do you feel vindicated? Do you think maybe he just finally picked up your column and read it?
Well, considering that he's the major reason Glass-Steagall was repealed, it's possible that he came late to righteousness. I don't think it's because of me, but if you like, I'll happily take credit.
Why do you think it was?
I think it was because he's a reasonably intellectually honest guy, is getting near the end of his, you know, time, and has a regret and wanted to express it.
Alan Sloan, Fortune Magazine's senior editor-at-large. Thanks, Alan.
My pleasure, Jeff.